Day program. Once again, we're privileged to introduce to you that model of scholastic understatement, Dr. Muffet, principal of St. Michael's School for Boys, or in other words, Will Hay. Well, so over once more to Dr. Muffin's lodgings at Mrs. Potts' semi-detached bijou residence, where we find that estimable lady at the end of dictating an important letter with the assistance of her troublemaking son, Alfie.
Now, you got all that down, Alfie?
Yes, Ma'am.
The only trouble is, how am I going to finish it?
Well, what about... Sincerely yours, Mrs. Potts.
No, sounds a bit like Vera Lynn.
Well, yours truly, then.
Doesn't sound quite right to me.
I've got it, Ma, just the thing.
Now, read it back to me, Alfie, quickly, before he arrives.
Okie doke, Ma, here goes. To William Muffin, D.R.
D.R.? What does that mean?
No, this
Doctor?
No, this time it means debtor. Dear sir, in view of the fact that your rent is now 6 weeks outstanding, I must ask you to quit these premises by noon today. You've had it coming to you, and now you've got it. Cordially yours, Eliza Potts, Mrs.
Oh, no, Elsie. You mustn't put that into the letter.
Well, cordially yours? Oh, you must be nice to the old geezer.
No, you can't say you've had it coming to you, and now you've got it.
Why not? He's had it coming to him, and now he's got it.
Oh, well, you say it's all right, I suppose. Oh, all right. Stick it in the envelope and put it on his plate with his other letter. I only hope it doesn't make him late for school.
It's funny you should say that, you know, because one of his boys, a pal of mine, his name's Smart, he's at the old school of Bob a Piece, the old Crumpet, doesn't get in before 10:30 this morning.
Nice goings on. Good thing you don't go to his school.
That's right. Hey, here he is.
Hey, now put the letter on his plate.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
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 Oh, letters. Oh, two. Fancy. I wonder who this is from. By hand. Shocking writing. Doesn't know how to address me properly either.
Come on, Alfie. Come over here. Help me with these things.
Well, good gracious me. Well, fancy anyone writing to me like that.
I don't see why you should look so surprised, Dr. Muffin.
Oh, don't you?
Well, as Alfie says, you've had it coming to you, and now you've got it.
Yes, but I didn't expect as much as this, Mrs. Potts. Rather overwhelming.
But have you got any more than you deserve?
If it had been anywhere else, you'd have had it long ago.
Yes.
Yeah, but I didn't expect it at all.
I bet you didn't.
Me slaving myself to the very marrow bones for you.
Well, I'm afraid this letter's got nothing to do with your marrow bones, Mrs. Potts. I didn't know you got any marrow in them. Perhaps I'd better read the letter to you. It says, Dear Dr. Muffin, will you kindly accept the enclosed as a very small token of gratitude for teaching me all I know. It's signed, a grateful ex-scholar of St. Michael's, Sir Frederick Acre.
Ex-scholar?
Hmm.
I bet he's an ex-convict by now.
Ex-convict, nothing. Well, you see what heights you can rise to by coming to my school. No limit to what you can become. Look at this one. He's been knighted.
First time I heard you had a night school.
don't be funny, Alfie.
What do you enclose? A writ?
Writ? Certainly not. A cheque for £100.
Eh?
Yes, Sir Frederick Acre. I can't recollect a scholar of that name. It was very nice of him to be grateful for teaching him all he knows.
He's probably a card sharper, as you thought him.
Quiet, Kelsey.
Well, you certainly never taught him how to spell. Look, he's spelled except A-K-S-E-P-T.
Oh, has he?
Yes.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. That should be A-K-C-E-P-T. Well, anyway, £100 is £100, and he spelt that all right.
Of course.
Well, I'd better open the other one. It'd be funny if there was another check for £100 in this, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very funny.
Yeah. Yes. I see. Yes, very funny. Very funny. So I've had it coming to me, now I've got it, eh?
Please, Mr. Muffin, don't take that too seriously.
Yeah, that's right. Ma will have a little joke, you know.
Oh, she will she? Yeah. Yes, well, in that case, as it's a little joke, of course, no doubt you'd like me to forget all about it.
Yes, but that is no. Well, I mean, forget all about the notice to quit, but...
Yeah, I know. Yes, well, forget all about the £11 I owe you, too.
£13.10.
All right. £13.10. I can forget that just as easily as the 11. In fact, the more it is, the better I like forgetting it.
I don't mean that, Dr. Muffet.
No, I'll bet you don't. Anyway, I'll tell you what I'll do, Mrs. Potts.
Watch him, Ma. He's got that crafty look about him. Watch him.
If I pay you £11...
£13.10.
All right. £13.10. Don't trifle, Mrs. Potts. You've got to take something off.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I didn't mean that, of course. I meant either you reduce my rent 5 shillings a week from, from henceforth, or I shall take my patronage elsewhere. That's all.
You go. I couldn't afford to keep Elsie at school.
Well, there's a very easy solution to that.
Oh, no, there isn't. You don't catch me going to St. Michael's.
Look, Mrs. Potts, if you make my rent £1 a week, I might arrange something in the nature of a scholarship for Alfie.
Not if I know it.
Oh, very well, then. You pay me what you owe me, and we can discuss future terms.
But don't discuss any school terms for me at his place.
Well, of course, I should expect better meals.
I'll do what I can.
Good. Well, now, you take this check and let me have the change, and we'll call it a deal.
Oh, but I couldn't do that. I haven't got all that amount of money. Besides, I haven't got a bank.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Oh, Ma means you have to cash a check at a bank.
I know that.
Well, where are you going to? The old lady of Threadneedle Street?
Who?
Well, I see. Fancy not knowing the old lady.
Listen, I'm not doing any business with any of your old ladies. I'm going to a bank. Well, bye, Mrs. Potts. See you later.
Bye-bye. Sam, you're off too, Elsie. You'll be late for school.
All right, Ma. I'm just going.
Right.
Well, so long, old cock. Don't you be late for school.
No, I won't, Alfie. Oh, by the way, what was that expression you, in your mother's letter?
What, you mean, you've had it coming to you and now you've got it?
Yes, that was it, yes. Yes.
Hey, what's that for?
You've had it coming to you, now you've got it, see? Nice day, isn't it?
Yes, dear father.
It's been a nice day for the banking business.
I suppose so, yes.
Would you mind cashing me a check?
Certainly, sir, yes, certainly.
It's from an old friend of mine.
Yes,
he's Sir Frederick Acre. He's a knight, you know, a very influential man.
I'm afraid we can't cash this foil.
Why not?
This check has been crossed.
You mean I've been double-crossed?
No, not at all. You'll notice that this cheque has two lines drawn across it with the inscription and co. between them.
Why, she? What, that little thing there? Mm. Oh, I shouldn't worry too much about that.
All the same, I'm afraid we can't pay cash for it over the counter.
That's all right. Slip it to me under the counter.
So, I mean, this cheque must go through somebody's account before we can cash it.
Go through somebody's account?
Yes.
No. I'm not going to let my cheque be bandied about by the Tom, Dick and Harry. Made out to me, besides a lot of money.
Maybe you'd like to start an account of your own.
Why, can I do that?
Why, certainly. Would you like a credit or deposit account?
What's the difference?
Well, only a very slight one, of course. With a current account, you can draw the money out, and with a deposit account, you can't.
Oh, I see. You call it a slight difference. Well, I'll take the first one.
Very good. Now, how much would you like to deposit?
Well, what do you mean? How much do you want? Well, you want me to put down some money?
Well, of course, to open the account.
Oh, I'm afraid I haven't got much ready cash with me at the moment.
Oh, see.
Would 11 and fourpence do?
I see. Yes, well, I think that might be arranged. I'll take the check as well.
What?
I understand you want it cashed.
Oh, of course, yes.
Well, now, I'll let you have a checkbook, you see? And I shall want your specimen signature.
My what?
Specimen signature.
Well, I don't think I've got one of those.
No?
No, but I can sign my name on a bit of paper for you, if that's any good.
You will have your little joke, won't you?
Well, now, what about the checkbook?
Oh, yes. 12, 24, 50, or 100.
Oh, one book will be enough to start with.
Yes, I know that, but how many checks would you like in it?
Well, how should I know?
Well, may I suggest 24?
You suggest what you like.
Well, here you are, then, sir.
Good, I'll write a check right away.
Write a check?
Yes, for £100.
You can't have that yet. No? I mean, it'll take 3 or 4 days.
What?
And endorse it, please.
Endorse it? What do you mean, say that I've got to wait 3 or 4 days and then go to Dorset for my money?
Not at all. You mean... The money will be paid into your account, but the check has got to be cleared.
Cleared? Oh, why, is it dirty or something?
No, it's got to go through our clearing house. Don't you understand? The check has to get back to the account of the person who draws it. Then we draw the money from his account. Mm. It is then paid into your account, and then you go and draw it out of your account, which takes about 3 or 4 days.
Oh. Well, why do I have to wait 3 or 4 days?
Because we have to make sure that it is all straight and above board. That is the system upon which our trust bank works.
Trust bank?
Yes.
Ah. Doesn't seem to be much trust about that lot, does there?
Well, I'm afraid it can't be helped.
But listen, I don't want to wait 3 or 4 days. I don't ask you to wait 3 or 4 days while I take this check to the dry cleaners or whatever you do with it. I think it's a twist.
Well, there is, of course, one way out of your difficulty.
Yeah?
I noticed that this check is drawn upon one of our own branches. It might be possible for me to get it specially cleared by telephone. Just one moment, please.
Yes,
I want a trunk call, please. Bitchester 177. Thank you, yes, I'll hold on. Of course, you understand that we shall have to make a slight charge for special clearance. Don't be a matter of few shillings, of course. Mere trifle.
Oh, it's all right. Take out 100 quid.
Hello, Bitchester 177.
Lummy, you must have influence. I usually have to die alone and wait half an hour.
This is the cashier of number 23 branch here. I have a check for £100 drawn on you on the account of Frederick Aker.
Sir Frederick Aker.
Yes, that's right. A-K-E-R. What's that? Oh, I see. Yes. Oh, very well. Yes. You're quite sure? Thank you.
Right, now then, how do I set about writing out the check?
I'm afraid there's been some mistake.
Oh, don't worry about that. I mean, that's all right. I quite understand you've got to be careful. You're only doing your duty, as
you were. The Midchester branch has no account in the name of Frederick Aker.
What?
This must be either R.D. or N.A.
Ah, no, that's where you've gone wrong. Those aren't his initials. It's F. F for Freddie.
No, sir. You misinterpret my meaning.
Well, it's not miss anybody at all. It's a man. One of my old pupils, and he's an instructor, aren't R.A. or N.G. or whatever it was.
Sir, yes? I must inform you that R.D. means refer to drawer, and N.A. means no account. I am informed definitely that Sir Frederick Aker has no account with us. Therefore, we cannot honor his check.
Well, I'm not asking you to honor it. I'm asking you to cash it.
But I'm trying to explain, sir. We cannot pay you £100 on this check.
Oh, I will give you £50 and go on with.
But we can pay you nothing.
Nothing? What, not even 5 bob?
Not a penny.
Oh. What's going to be having an account if I can't draw any money?
But you haven't any money in the account to draw, except the 11 and 4 pence you opened the account with.
Well, I'll take that.
You mean you'll close the account, then?
Close it? Blimey, it doesn't look like it's been open very far, does it?
Oh, very well, sir. I'll just see how much you have to come.
What do you mean, how much I have to come? I've got 11 and 4 pence to come.
I'm afraid I've got to deduct the usual charges. Now, let me see. Checkbook 4 shillings, trunk 4 6 and 4 pence, special clearance charge 5 shillings. Is that the figure you make it, sir?
Right, 6 and 4 and 5, and add 4 and carry 2. Yes, that's right.
15 shillings and 4 pence?
Yes.
Well, that means you owe us 4 shillings.
What?
Yes, sir. You owe us 4 shillings. Of course, if you'd like to return the checkbook, which is just that value, that would round off the transaction equitably.
And I've got nothing to come at all?
No, sir.
Ah. So you take my 11 and 4 for telephone calls and other mere trifles.
That's right, sir.
And I don't get the 100 quid either.
Quite right, sir. In fact, we did you a favour in opening an account for such a small sum as the 11 and 4.
Oh, you did me a favour?
Yes.
Yes, well, will you do me another favour?
Certainly.
Let me pay it for the bus, please.
Chumps, you've all lost, see?
Oh, no, we haven't. It's not 10:30 yet.
Oh, yes, it is. I bet you that old Crumpet wouldn't be here by 10:30, and he isn't. So you can jolly well pay up.
It's not fair. It isn't 10:30 yet, I tell you.
I'm afraid Smart's right. That clock is perfectly correct by the Greenwich time signal. We have lost. Here's my sixpence, Smart.
Thanks, Wallop. Well, come on, you chaps, pay up. A bet's a bet.
Oh, very well. That's my tuck money gone. I don't know how you guessed old Crumpet would be late, though.
You knew?
Of course I knew. I knew he wouldn't be here because I made sure he wouldn't be.
You made sure? How?
Because I sent him to the bank. And the bank doesn't open till 10 o'clock. So by the time he finished there, he couldn't be here by 10:30.
What did you send him to the bank for?
To draw some money.
But he hasn't got any money, has he?
No, but he thinks he has. I fixed that. I pinched a check from my old man's checkbook and made it out to old Crumpet for 100 quid.
I see. That was forgery, wasn't it?
Forgery, nothing. I signed it with a made-up name and I caught the old twerp properly. Same as I've caught all of you.
He knew he wouldn't be here. And you two let his wager on it. I say, old boy, that isn't cricket.
Well, you don't think I bet on anything that isn't a cert, do you?
Well, it isn't fair. Give me back my tuck money.
Not likely. You keep your hands off me. No, I won't give your money back. What's the matter with you?
Katie.
Honest, Bet.
Katie, here comes Dr. Muffin.
Morning, boys.
Morning.
Let me see. What was it I sent you for homework last night? You should have all done it anyway. I've given you plenty of time. I came in late today purposely, so you'd get it all done.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what's that?
I said here, here.
Oh, did you?
Please, sir.
Yes, sir.
I've done mine, sir.
You what?
I've done mine, sir.
You've done your what?
Oh, yes, sir. Well,
I... Done what?
Pottery, sir.
You done your homework?
Yes, sir.
You haven't?
Yes, sir.
Good gracious me. Boy, Betty's done his homework. Let's have a holiday, shall we? And what was the subject?
Pottery, sir.
Hmm?
Pottery, sir.
Pottery?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't know we took that as a subject here. Haven't been going to a technical school behind my back, have you?
No, sir.
Eh?
No, sir. You told me to do it last night, sir.
Now, look, Beckett, just because I look upon you as a mug, I don't expect you to go home and make one. What exactly did I tell you to do?
You said, learn some pottery, sir.
Learn some pottery? Learn some poetry, I said. Would you believe it? Learn some pottery.
Poetry, it's soppy stuff.
Oh, no, poetry isn't soppy stuff. It's grand stuff. Inspiring stuff. Look at Casablanca.
That was a film. And it was a smasher, too. You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss.
Listen, Crosby. I'm not talking about films. I'm talking about the poem which starts, the boy should...
On the burning duck.
On the burning... The boy stood on the burning deck, which all but he had fled.
What a chump.
As a matter of fact, he was written to be a hero.
What? Stay on the deck when all the others had scarpered. He must have been off his rocker.
You don't know what you're talking about. In any case, it's Beckett's homework I'm discussing, not yours. What poem did you learn, Beckett?
One by Shakespeare, sir.
Shakespeare? Oh, good. Do you know it?
Oh, yes, sir.
Carry on, then.
I know a bank.
You know what?
A bank, sir.
Yes. Yeah, so do I, but what's that got to do with poetry?
Please, sir, that's it. I know a bank.
Yes, but do you know any poetry?
Well, sir, I'm trying to tell you. I know a bank.
I'm trying to tell you, too. I don't want to know anything about the bank, you know. It's quite enough. I know enough about banks to last me a lifetime.
Please, sir.
Yes, Darcy?
Beckett is not referring to the financial organization, the name of which is derived from the Latin banker or bench, which in its turn is derived from the bench at which the original bank is used to sit, but rather to the sloping portion of rural ground, covered with verdure and florescent growth. In other words...
Are there any other words left?
Beckett means the poem by Shakespeare, the first words of which are...
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. I want to see if he knows.
Oh, yes, sir. I know a bank.
Lummy, you back at that bank again.
Now, look,
if you're not careful, you'll be overdrawn.
Look, even I know that's the first line of the song. The poem is, I know a bank whereon the wild thyme grows.
Oh, is that what he's getting at?
Yes.
Well, why didn't he say so? Well, get on with it, Becky. Go on.
Yes, sir. I know a bank.
Yes.
Mr. Arthur Jottis.
You forgot it.
Yes.
We just told you what it is. Well, on the way, Wild Time Blues or something. Well, go on, get on with it and learn it.
No, sir.
Yes, now. Go on. Mark, come on, let's see your homework if you've condescended and do any.
Well, I have, so fiddledick.
Good. What?
If you'd come in at the proper time, you'd have caught me napping.
I don't have to come in early to catch you napping.
No, not napping, mapping. M for muffin, drawing a map.
If you please, sir, Mark is referring to the science of cartography.
Science of what? You're referring to what? Science of what, you call it?
Cartography.
Cartography? Oh, I thought he said he was drawing a map.
Yes, sir. That is what the word cartography implies.
Is it really? Cartography, isn't it? I thought that meant drawing carts. Well, I think it does, too. You know, you can't be right every time.
I don't care what it calls it. I was drawing a map of Europe.
A map of Europe?
Yes.
I see. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, what's that running down the middle? The fish's backbone?
Fish's backbone? Ah. That's a watershed.
Isn't it? It's a long one, isn't it?
Well, there's long ones and short ones.
But you've only drawn the rafters. You haven't put the roof on it.
It doesn't have a roof. It's a watershed on the top of the mountain.
Watershed on top of the mountain?
Yes. These particular mountains are the highest in Europe.
Are they? Well, who put the watershed there?
No one put it there. It's always been there.
Always been there?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be silly. It can't always have been there. In any case, what's the good of a watershed up there?
It has to be there.
Why?
To get the water into the valleys on either side of the mountain.
Oh. Well, why don't they put the watershed in the valleys? Save themselves the dickens of a climb, wouldn't they?
They don't climb up the mountains. As a matter of fact, these mountains are impossible to climb.
They what?
Impossible to climb.
Well, there's a watershed on top.
Certainly.
Well, they must be a bit short of water, aren't they? Would you want to say something, Darcy?
On the contrary, sir, the country is very wet, and the valleys are abundantly watered.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for good enough to tell us where all the water comes from.
Certainly, sir, to the watershed.
Wait a minute. Smart says that no one can climb the mountain.
No, sir.
But how do they get to the watershed to get the water?
There's no water up there.
Oh.
There's no water in a watershed.
Oh, there is?
No.
I see.
You can't get water out of a watershed.
Please, sir.
Yes?
Why not open the door?
Why, do you want to go out?
No, sir. I don't mean this door, sir. I mean the door of the shed.
The door of the shed?
Yes, sir. If you open the door, you can get some water from the shed.
Really? Yeah, the boy's quite right, you know. Why not open the door?
There is no door.
Oh, yes.
Look, I'll start again.
Yes, go on.
A watershed is not a shed.
No.
It has no water in it.
No.
There is no door.
No. Now, well, that's fine, isn't it? A watershed is a shed which isn't a shed at all. It has no water in it. It's got no door. To make it easy, you stick it on top of the mountain where nobody can get at it.
Please, sir, perhaps it's prefabricated.
I think, sir, you are confusing the two nouns, water and shed, with the one word, watershed, which does not have the precise connotation of the two separate words. In point of fact, a watershed is merely a term used by geographers to describe a range of mountains which acts as a central and suitable distribution gathering ground for the manifold streams and brooks which find their origins in the higher regions.
Really? Have you ever heard of Tennyson's Brook?
Oh, yes, sir. Men may come and men may go, but I go on forever.
That's exactly what I meant.
Please, sir.
Yes?
I know it now, sir.
You know what?
Upon the pillow he would lay his head, and many a tear because of her would shed.
Because of her would shed?
Yes.
Look, for 5 minutes we've been talking about watershed. Now, for no earthly reason, you suddenly start talking about woodshed. Why, may I ask?
Because you told me to, sir.
I told you to. Listen, either you're balmy or I am.
I didn't tell you to do anything about woodsheds.
But you told me to learn it, sir.
Learn what?
Upon the pillow he would lay his head, and many a tear because of her woodshed.
I told you to learn that.
Yes, sir. It's my poetry, sir.
Oh, it's your poetry. Oh, I see. Well, all right, go on. What's
upon
the rest of it?
Upon the pillow he would lay his head, and many a
tear
because of her woodshed.
That's, I know, I've heard that. Well, what about the... Why didn't you learn this earlier?
I couldn't, sir. We're all busy with the bet.
Yes. Busy with the bet?
Shut up, you little snake.
Yes, sir. Smart bet I saw that you'd not be here before 10:30, sir.
Oh.
And you weren't. And we all had to pay him.
It's a lie.
Oh, I see. So he bet you I wouldn't be here by 10:30, did he?
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
And it wasn't fair, because he knew you'd been to the bank to cash a check.
Oh. Oh, so he knew that, did he?
Don't you believe him, the dirty rotter.
And he said he would give you easy because he was such a good faker.
I see. He did me because he was such a good faker. He was such a good what?
Faker, sir.
Faker?
Yes, sir.
Faker? Just a minute. Sir Frederick Aker... F. Aker. Aker. Oh, I see. All right, boys, you may go.
Oh, you wait till I catch you, Beckett. You wait.
Oh, no, no, not at all. You wait, smart. Well, so, you won some money from them, did you?
Yes.
How much, exactly?
11 and 4.
11 and 4. Oh, remarkable. We'll hand it over.
Eh?
Thank you very much, smart.
Here, you're not going to keep it.
I am. That, my dear smart, is what the bank calls cash in hand. And this...
Ow!
Is what they call repaid with interest.
Ow!
And you signed yourself Sir Frederick...
Ow!
Aker, did you?
Ow!
From now on, you're going to be an Aker before I've done with you.
Ow!
You have just heard the 5th installment of The Will Hay Show, or The Diary of a Schoolmaster, with Beryl Riggs, Clarence Wright, Dick Francis, Billy Nichols, Charles Horsley, and John Clark. Dr. Muffin, of course, was played by Will Hay, and the dance orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black. Show designed by Will Hay, script by Will Hay, Max Kesser, John Dighton, and James Bunty. Production by Alec Hayes.